you're going to go through the ringer in real estate. I mean, you're going to get your teeth kicked in. You're going to have people reject you. You're going to have friends not use you. You have family members not use you.
The point is like somebody's always working harder. You don't have to go kill yourself, but you got to get up and do the work every day.
Everything is a test. Most agents avoid lead generation. You have to push through like the fear of picking up the phone, right? As soon as you're uncomfortable, that's where the job begins.
Your chance of landing them as a future client and actually doing a transaction with them goes up to like 90%, something like that.
And you're going to do it tired, and you're going to do it when you don't feel like it. Think to base, to store information beside your brain. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. There is too much in this business to remember. So you need to develop an organizational system. It has never been more important to understand your job as a real estate agent, especially with all the stuff that's going on in the professional arena, in the real estate world. So we're going to talk about the 10 commandments of real estate, the undisputable laws that you've got to follow to be successful in real estate. So let's go ahead and kick it off. Number one, attitude is everything. Chuck Swindoll has a great poem about this, but I wanted to point out one thing, which is like life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. And as I coach agents, and we put people through six-figure real estate school, the people that consistently cultivate a good attitude about what's going on, about what's happening to them, about putting themselves in the seat of learning versus, hey, this isn't working. Those people are the ones that they stand out and they always win.
And this transcends real estate. I talk to my kids about this every day. How you react to what things happen to you at school, or how you react to what happens to you in sports, anything like that. Attitude's everything. How you react to me as a parent talking to you. Yeah. All of that plays just a huge role in how you go about life. And it's true in real estate too.
Yeah. It's like, I understand, like you're going to go through the ringer in real estate. I mean, you're going to get your teeth kicked in. You're going to have people reject you. You're going to have friends not use you. You have family members not use you. And so a lot of times it can be really tough to pick yourself up after some of the rejection, but you've got to cultivate that attitude and understand. Like, I got to a place, I think, in my real estate career, it's like everything is a test, right? Everything, I'm learning every time, no matter what. When a family member doesn't use me, look at that as an opportunity to figure out what I could have done better, or if anything, right? And the idea that I had is like, or the thought that I had is like, I'm willing to pay the price, whatever that price is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just going to be hard.
It's going to be really hard. And we tell every agent this, it is a complete numbers game. Mm-hmm. The more conversations you have, the higher chance you have of landing a client. And sometimes you might talk to 100 people to get that one deal, but that's what's required. You got to get up, you got to do it every day. And when you have enough conversations, you're going to get some deals going.
Okay, second commandment, act your way into right feeling. You won't feel your way into right action. So many times you're waiting to feel like it before you take action. You want to be in a good place. You want to be in a good flow. Look, you have to go ahead and just do the action, and then you're going to feel like it after you're doing it. It's just like going to the gym, right? You never feel like it until you start doing it. Or sometimes you feel like it, sometimes you don't, but you're going to feel your way, or you're going to act your way into right feeling and not feel your way into right action.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's important to build up habits around what you're trying to achieve. And you know, so many times you're going to wake up and be like, I don't want to make phone calls today.
Yeah.
But guess what? You don't, the pipeline starts to get slim. I was a professional cyclist for a while, and I got up at 3:30 every morning for years to ride my bike. And
there were days you did not feel like
it. And I would take naps, and I guess what? I would do it again in the afternoon. So there were like two training sessions every day for years. And that's not something that, you know, I wanted to do every day. But guess what? You know, somebody else gets a lot better than you if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. There is somebody that you're competing with that is doing the work. And so you've got to kind of keep that. But just do it, right? Get into the rhythm. Get into the habit. You know, just be consistent, right? And I realize that a lot of that's a head game, right?
Yeah.
You've got to put yourself in the right mental space. But again, it's just, I don't know, you've got to develop that habit and put yourself in places I think what it is you've got to eliminate distractions.
Yeah. So Kobe Bryant, it's to stay on the sports theme. Kobe Bryant has a fun quote about this. You probably find it on the internet pretty easily, but somebody was telling him, well, you never pass the ball. And he goes, I've got teammates that come in 10 minutes before practice and leave 10 minutes after. Why would I pass it?
Right.
He's like, I've been here for 2 hours in the gym before. I'm staying here 3 hours after. He's like, why am I passing it to that guy?
Right.
So the point is like somebody's always working harder. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to go kill yourself. We're not suggesting that. But, you know, to be successful in this business, it takes a lot of hard work. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. A lot of shows make it seem easy. But you got to get up and do the work every day.
Yeah. All right. Number three, lead generation is your number one priority. You have to understand, okay, that you bringing new business in is the most important thing. And a lot of real estate agents get caught up in the customer service arena. They think that, hey, the job is about, you know, going out and showing houses and writing contracts and negotiating. And yes, that is a part of the job, but lead generation, understanding how to get new business is the number one priority, or understanding how to do it and doing it and focusing on it. So there was a quote I put on our Facebook page. By the way, if you haven't joined our Agent Bridge Facebook page private group, please send us a request. And we'll put something in the show notes to join our Facebook group. But I'm trying to remember what it was. It was Alex Hormozy, and he was talking about... Oh, he said, the success you're looking for is in the work that you're avoiding. Or it was something, or it might have been like everything you want in your life, right, is going to be the result of the work that you're avoiding. Yep. Most agents avoid lead generation. And that's all the success you're looking for is on that, is in that.
I mean, honestly, agents don't seem to mind showing houses and writing contracts and doing this and doing that, but nobody wants to pick up the phone. I know we've been talking about the phone a lot so far in this episode, but it's true. Like that's what's going to land you future business and current business if you're talking to transactional clients. So got to do the work.
There are a lot of agents that talk about, they just had like a really good network. Oh, I just had a really good network. And they developed it, right? It took time, right? And all of those things, I think in the real estate world, we talk about SOI, SOI, SOI. You've got to engage your network. You got to do marketing, right? And all of those things are really important, but you've got to dial in on activities that are going to create faster results for you. So that's where that lead generation comes in, is like we've got to find transactional sources. And, you know, a lot of times it's just going to take some time to develop that network.
And they absolutely did develop it. So, you know, one thing agents always talk about, and you just said it earlier in this episode, and it's very true, and I'm talking to myself just as much as anyone else right here, the friends and family that didn't use you, you probably haven't picked up the phone and reached out to them in a year.
Very
or,
true.
Or how, you know, how long has it been since you've done a personal reach out? I'm not talking about liked one of their, you know, images on Instagram or something like that. But how long was it since you picked up the phone and called them?
Right.
And it's probably been a while. And again, happened to me too before. Mm-hmm. Someone, a friend didn't use me. I'm like, well, and then it turns out I hadn't talked to them in a while. So you're culpable in this. Like you've got to do the reach outs. You've got to, you know, personal touch, whether it's writing a letter to friends and family to reconnect, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's required, and those networks get developed.
Yeah, where I find this gets tough is, you know, a lot of times you find yourself with just not a lot of gas in the tank, right? Especially as you kind of get into your week and you're moving and you're shaking and you got things going on and people are stressed out. And so you're like, man, I really don't want to go to coffee today, or I really don't want to go to lunch today, or I really don't want to do the reach out. But that's where that success is going to be, right? Once you've dialed in, it's like, hey, look, this is just part of it. And you're going to do it tired, and you're going to do it when you don't feel like it. So,
and most of you that have lived in one area for a long time, like I have, like have tons of people here.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. It's not like you can just go have coffees and lunches and everything with everybody, you know, but you know, don't be angry when they don't use you.
Yeah. Number four, follow up until they tell you not to. This gets tough is there's a lot of times you're just going to get ghosted, but that being ghosted does not mean that they're not paying attention. It doesn't mean that they're not interested in working with you. It just means they haven't been able to get to it yet. It hasn't been a priority for them yet. So don't be emotional about follow-up. And I would even say, remove the frustration around, like, just understand that that's the process. You know, we don't have to be emotional about, you know, like you are not your thoughts and you are not your emotions. Okay. So you don't have to let those things shape what you do every day. It's like, if you can kind of like say, hey, look, and I'm not saying like emotions are not important in some ways, right? But a lot of times we get too emotional and we're like, we get offended. Why didn't they call me back? Why aren't they responding? I can't get anybody to do anything. I can't get these buyers off the fence. And what you're doing is you're letting your emotions or your own ego get in the way of you just doing the work that you need to do. And so what I would say is, like, instead of worrying about yourself, right, focus on them. What do they need? And they need somebody to be in touch when it's time for them to go buy a house. And they just got busy.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a priority for them. So stop getting emotional about it.
I read a study a couple nights ago. I hope I can find it so I can put it in the show notes. But they studied 10,000 agents over the span of about 5 years, from 0 months in the business to like 10 years in the business. And the average agent follows up with a potential client 2 times. So 2 touches.
Yeah.
They said that once you follow up 7 times, your chance of landing them as a future client and actually doing a transaction with them goes up to like 90% or 86%, something like that. But at 2 touches, it was like a 1.5% chance. So somewhere between those 2 and 7 touches, the magic happens. So you can't just pick up the phone once or twice. Oh, they didn't, you know, they didn't answer me. I guess I'll just move on. It takes a lot. And guess what? They're busy. They have lives. They're not ignoring you. If they really wanted you to stop, they'd tell you, take me off your list. And until they do, keep following up.
Yeah. And they're going to also, you are proving yourself as a professional by doing that. Right? That's a job interview.
Yeah. Most of the time when they finally do respond, guess what? The first thing they say is, hey, thanks for continuing to reach out to me. I've been so busy.
Yeah. Yeah. So perceive it. That's a good way. You know, it's like, I didn't think about that before this, but it's like, yeah, just perceive that as that's your job interview. You're proving why you're the realtor to use by doing consistent follow-up, regardless of whether they're responding or not.
And you know what? They can feel a little annoyed, but also impressed at the same time. Yeah. Like somebody can be like, gosh, Brandon keeps reaching out, but guess what? I would want to, you know, I would want that. Yeah. If I need an agent right now, I need you to be on me. So
yeah, I've got our Cutco rep, Kristen Stayback. She's like so consistent on follow-up. And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I'll get back to that later. But I can guarantee you this, okay? And sometimes I don't always get back with her. Sorry, Kristen. Because I know she's a professional. She's going to continue to follow up. But here's what I do know. When it's time for me to order closing gifts, she's the first person I'm going to call. Yeah. Because I know I'm going to call her. She's going to pick up the phone. She goes, yeah. I'm going to say, hey, thanks for following up so much. Here's what I need.
Yeah. I had a call with a lead generation platform last night that just randomly called me. And I, you know, don't, if I know that that's what it is, sometimes I don't answer. Sometimes I do. But I happen to answer this time. I didn't know who it was. And what I told him at the end of the call was, hey, I'm not buying the service. Seems like it's, you know, seems decent, but I appreciate you continuing to reach out to me. You did a good job. Yeah. And she was just like, thank you. Yeah. You know, and just, it was just one of those moments where it's just like, hey, you did good follow up. I just don't happen to need this right now.
Yeah. You probably, cause we're working with real estate agents and talking to them a lot about, you know, continuing to follow up. So you notice like somebody's a really good salesperson. You might have been like, hey, do you need a job?
Yeah. Hey, you want to be an ISA?
Yeah, exactly. All right, number 5, your database is your business. Get a CRM and use it. When you are performing at the highest level as a real estate agent, you will not remember all the conversations you had with people. It's just not going to happen, right? You can't keep it all in your brain. So get a CRM, log your calls, log your conversations, and then you're going to sound like a genius. It was so funny. I was doing a call to a realtor the other day, and she was wanting to get in a 6-figure school. And so I was talking to her, and I said, I remember that you were teaming up with a real estate agent and all that stuff. And I'm just reading off my CRM. She goes, wow, you have a really good memory. She goes, thank you so much. I was like, I mean, I'm just reading off my notes.
It's funny.
I didn't say that, but
yeah, it's funny. That story I just told about the person that I said, well, I was impressed with their follow-up, and I didn't actually know this one was next because I wasn't too prepped on the show notes, but, basically, 2 weeks ago, I had picked up the phone and she said, hey, can we talk? And I'm like, actually, now I'm running to an event. And then she said, well, can I call you tomorrow? I was like, no, I got my son's football game tomorrow.
Yeah.
And when she called me yesterday, she said, hey, I just wanted to know, like, how was the event? I was like, yeah.
You don't even care if she did a CRM or not. You're like, hey, that's cool.
I was like, well, it actually went really well. And she's like, did your son win his football game? And I'm like, all right. I mean, you did good.
That's
like,
really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know, so that's impressive to people. And like you just said, like somebody said, hey, And you have a really good memory. It stands out. So yeah. Take notes, be prepared. And guess what? You don't want to ask someone the same question twice. Yeah. Like if you've already asked them like, hey, what area do you want to be in? And then you have to ask it again. Mm-hmm. It seems unprofessional. So
yeah, even though you knew she was using a CRM, you're like, that's great professional sales work.
Yeah. I mean, she did her job.
Right.
So even if you can't afford a CRM, just take notes somewhere and blog it to a specific name so that you know next time you call them. And guess what? Every agent says, like, I hate my CRM. I want to change. I want to do it. The CRM is irrelevant.
Yeah.
What you put in it is what's important. And you can put it in an Excel spreadsheet with different tabs for different people if you want. But mm-hmm. get something, use it, log the information. And as you kind of build up your skill set and what you need in a CRM, maybe you pick something more professional, but just log something somewhere. Mm-hmm.
All right, commandment number 6, success begins at the end of your comfort zone. So as soon as you get comfortable and you get the butterflies, that's actually the beginning. Okay, and how this works is it goes from fear, the first thing is fear, then discomfort, okay, then acceptance. Then when you've accepted, you start to get some momentum, so you go to excitement. Right. And so that's you have to push through like the fear of picking up the phone. Right. As soon as you're uncomfortable, that's where the job begins. And so the important thing to understand is there is no easy button in this business. I don't care what new lead generation platform, what new sales training program. I don't care what it is. There is not an easy button. And we're very like
open about that.
It's like, look, this isn't going to be easy.
Like when you come to Six Figure School, it's not like we're just saying, oh, you just signed up to do 20 deals a year. Nope. You have to do the work.
No, that's what I think. One thing is that we lead with is like, you've got to do work. And so, you just have to accept, because people a lot of times will bounce around in brokerages, or they'll bounce around in different programs, or go from one book to the next. They get shiny object syndrome because they're always looking for, hey, what? There's got to be something easier. How did that guy get there? How did this person get there? It doesn't matter what you do. There's a point in it where it's going to get hard, right? The shine's off, the honeymoon's over, and it's time to get to work. And so the more you accept that, the better.
Think about everything that happened in your life that was something that just very memorable. Like you went on your first date, or you got married, or you did, you know, anything you did, there was some discomfort there. You're like, oh, I've got to ask someone on a date or to prom or to marry me. All these things, they produce these butterflies. Like great things happen when you step a little bit out of your comfort zone. Just trust us on this one.
Yep. Number 7, you are who you hang out with. Surround yourself with people you want to be like. And if you're going out and partying every night and getting drunk every night, that's not going to lead to success, right? You need to be around people who are doing what you want to do so that you become more like them, right? You see the habits, you see the way they interact with people, you see what they do, right? You see what they read. You need to surround yourself with those people, right? To achieve that level of success. You just have to be around the people you want to be like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number 8, self-improvement is the key. There's a lot of things that in this business that, you know, can be distractions, but like reading, practicing, studying, all of these things, like basically becoming a better person is the key to everything that you want. And so a lot of times that can be, you're not going to be able to draw a direct line. But when you start changing habits and you start doing things better and you start like basically looking at, hey, what do you need to do to become a better person? That will shape all the areas of your life, right? Discipline and commitment and, right? So it's just understanding self-improvement is the key.
Yeah. I mean, we had Brian Galke on, at one of our live events, and then hopefully he'll be a podcast guest soon. He found a skill set that he really enjoyed. He invested all his time and energy into it for a decade. Now he's one of the best at teaching it. And guess what? He's going out there teaching it across the country and actually outside the country as well.
Yeah.
Just being super successful and investing in his own self and his own skill set so that he can go out and teach this to other people. So that's what it takes. I mean, he didn't just wake up one day and know all that. Like you had to invest in it.
Exactly. Okay. Number 9, Your calendar dictates your life. And this is where a lot of people get it wrong when they are, you know, they kind of wake up and they don't know what's going on in their life, or they prioritize based on urgency. And once you understand that you prioritize based on what's important, not on what's urgent, right? And you basically, to be a successful real estate agent, you've got to live and die by your calendar. You have to work that Google Calendar or whatever it is. If it's a week at a glance and it's on paper, that way you can prioritize what's most important. Otherwise, things will creep in every area of your life. So stop negotiating with your time. Give your time to the things that are most important, right? Lead generation, follow-up, right? And family, right? Give your time to those things, right? Be a good time steward. Your calendar is your life.
Yeah, every calendar starts with some non-negotiable items, right? You can't just leave your kids at school.
Right.
You've got to pick them up. So that goes in there. You know, things like that. And you work your way down until you start prioritizing work stuff. And for us, that we say lead generation is most important. All right. Yeah. So after we've done the non-negotiable items, lead gen has to find a spot. And it doesn't move ever. So if somebody wants to go see a house at 9 and that's your lead generation time, you don't see a house at 9. Yeah. You move it to 11 or yeah. you move it to a different day.
Yeah. It's really simple, because I think people are like, they're just afraid to tell people no. And then all of a sudden their time is gone.
Every single person has to manage a calendar. Everybody. So everybody has a job. And guess what? Some people have a non-negotiable job, like real estate agents, where they're at the office from 8 to 5. So if you ask them to go do something with you at 3, they would say, no, I can't. I get off work at 5. Mm-hmm. Same thing for you. I can't right now. I can't at that moment. I can do it at 6, or I can do it at 2, or I can do it the next day. But they understand that you have a schedule.
Yeah, I think the way to say this, by the way, because a lot of people just have trouble saying no or being a people pleaser, or they don't want to risk losing a client, you know, because they're afraid. It's like, oh, if I don't show them the house when they want to see it. All you have to say is, hey, I have a prior commitment in that time frame. Is there another time available that day? And usually they'll go, yeah, we can do later on. It's very simple. So you just have to say prior commitment. Even if it's like you've committed to something that you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's say we're going to go play 18 holes of golf. If somebody calls me and say, hey, yeah, I've got a prior commitment during that time, fine.
Yeah.
It's like they're going to respect that. That's all you got to say. Okay. Number 10, your brain is not big enough. You need an organizational system. And if you have to start with just a legal pad and a pen, you need something to store information besides your brain. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy. There is too much in this business to remember. So you need to develop an organizational system.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you and I use different ones, right?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, we use completely different systems, but they both work for us.
Right.
And everybody is not going to be the same here.
Exactly. But I mean, look, if you're one of those people that has 23,000 emails in their, on their phone, you got to fix it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things are going to get lost. If you're a person who has got, 20 years worth of texts on your phone, it's going to be a problem. Because things are going to get buried. So you have to develop, right, ways to clear the cache, like cache, C-A-C-H-E, the mental cache, right? And organization. There are so many tools, right, for you to be able to do it. But so I'm not, I've got mine, but I'm not, religious about it. I think people have different ways that they need to work with their brain, but you have to develop something where you can keep things organized. Otherwise, things are going to fall off the rails really. And I learned that really early in my career. I had about a week where I was missing or double booking appointments. And there's no worse feeling than double booking or having to miss or forgetting an appointment. And so that stuff becomes really, really important. It's kind of a calendar thing, but also just that you need that organizational system so that you can understand what your task list is. One other thing that I'll leave with you on that is there are some people who go, well, I've got, this is my personal stuff and this is my work stuff. Don't do that. Everything goes on one sheet of paper. Everything goes in one place.
It's all part of one life. You got to deal with it all.
You've got to deal with it all, whether it's picking up cat food, right, on the way home, or whether it is... you know, doing your lead generation. All of it needs to go in one place.
Your brain will thank you if you can get it out and on to something else, whether it's digital, physical, paper, whatever. Yeah. But the more your brain is worried about missing things, the worse it gets at from a performance perspective. So get those things out onto something digital that you check on a daily basis to make sure you're not dropping the ball on anything, and your brain will perform better overall.
What I can tell you is, especially as you get early on, you know, I don't think people are prepared as a real estate agent for the overwhelm that's coming, right? With all of the deadlines that have to be met, all the emails that have to be answered. So there's just a lot of information coming, and you become the hub for all that information. And work, right? And tasks that need to be performed by you or for someone else. So you're that hub. And so people aren't prepared for the overwhelm. What I suggest is, whatever it is, like, you know, you can kind of keep a small pad of paper, pen and paper next to your, on your nightstand. So that way, if something comes up, you can write it down. Or if you have to, you can put it in your phone in your notes. But you need, what I would say is, like, when those thoughts come up in the middle of the night, or they come up as you're going to bed, go ahead and write them down. So that way you can get them out and you can sleep.
Yeah, that's key.
Because you can pick it up in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've got buy-side real estate deals, selling, repaired, stuff like that. I've got 10, 12 mortgage deals going on. Like, do you think I can remember all that? No, like, I've got to take notes on all this stuff that's happening at the same moment.
Yeah. All right. My final thought, though, would be it's time for you to get serious. You know, we all know that there's a shakeup coming in the real estate industry. We don't know all the specifics. We don't know how it's all going to play out. But what I can tell you is there's going to be a clear distinction between the people who are professionals and the people who are not professionals. And the level of professionalism required is going to be higher, right? The level of communication ability, the level of client interaction, the level of lead generation, all of that stuff is going to need to go up, right? And we're going to see a clear distinction between people who are professional and people who aren't. And the people who aren't are going to have a real hard time.
Yep.
So take the time to develop yourself into the real estate agent you need to be. All right, guys, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. We will see you next week.